Today, we are imagining the possibilities with Rubina Parmar, Vice President, Chemistry and Delivery Sciences, and co-lead of the platform program at Intellia. Rubina has been with Intellia for 6.5 years. She has an established track record in chemistry of nucleotide and delivery of RNA for therapeutic discovery. She holds her PhD in organic chemistry from Punjabi University. Rubina has prior work experience at Sigma, Proligo, Cirna Therapeutics, Merck & Co., and Alnylam Pharmaceuticals. Let's dive right in.
Hi, Rubina. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. In the show introduction, we provided a quick intro on your background, but we'd love to have you start and tell us a little bit about your bio.
So I'm a PhD in organic chemistry. So always from the start, I wanted to make the impact in the drug discovery. So I did my PhD in India, coming here to US, did the postdoc, and my first job was on the nucleic acid chemistry, how we can do the chemistry of the nucleic acid, their synthesis and the properties. And after my first job, I got hired into the company named Cirna Therapeutics. Within like a few months, it was taken over by Merck. Actually bought by Merck. And then I moved from Cirna Therapeutics within like a few months to Merck in Philadelphia. So most of my career is at Merck, where we were working on the nucleic acid, which is including the chemistry of the nucleic acid. Think of any way to deliver the nucleic acid, specifically the siRNAs, how we can deliver. So where I get the opportunity to learn about all the delivery methods, the chemistry methods as well. And then Merck sold all the IP and everything to Alnylam. So this is how I moved from Merck to Alnylam. So I had the background of the nucleic acid chemistry as well as the delivery. So at Alnylam, I was there for around 3.5 years. And after that, I was like, too much of the siRNA. Maybe I need to find something more challenging. This is how I ended up into Intellia, because at Intellia, we are trying to do the, it's the same thing, it's like a, but more challenging problems. We have like the two different cargo, bigger size cargo, how we have to develop the chemistry, how we have to deliver it. So I've been at Intellia around 6.5 years now.
Fantastic. And you report to Laura Sepp-Lorenzino. She was our first episode ever. So if anyone listening hasn't listened, tune back in. Uh-huh. And she leads the research and early development team. So I'm curious if you can explain a bit more about your title and team, which is chemistry and delivery science and platform development. What does that look like at a high level?
Sure. So the mission of our team, so when we started the group, we made the mission for our team, which is the that is the innovating the chemical building blocks for curative therapies. So what we do, we provide to all the research and early development, basically our lawless organization, we provide all the drug substances and drug products that they needed. And also we work on the platform development to make it better for the next candidates.
Very cool. I love that your group has a mission. Yeah. And you mentioned it, but you've been here 6+ years, which for Intellia standards makes you a legacy employee since we've only been around for 10 years. How did you first learn about Intellia and what drew you to apply? Because I have to imagine we were pretty small 6 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was the small company. I mean, I knew about CRISPR, like Jennifer Doudna and everything, but I do had a couple of colleagues that worked at Intellia very early on when it was formed. So I was in touch with them and I hear all the challenging problems they were getting. And then I was like, oh, sounds familiar. I need something challenging stuff to work on. Mm-hmm. And this is how, when I came to Intellia, we were very early on at that time, like hardly had the rodent data at that time and when I joined the group. But yeah, I mean, we work as the team to make it happen. Right now it is in clinic.
So exciting. And also, incredible that you knew where you were at in your career. You sort of sensed that you needed more of a challenge. You wanted to push yourself to explore new things. So that's great.
Yeah, that was the whole point. My thinking was like, need more challenge. This is like, still we are like that. You need to have like the stretch thing so that you mm-hmm. can develop yourself as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sort of pushing yourself out of that, the comfort zone.
Comfort zone, yeah.
That's great. So you mentioned some changes, but how have you seen the company change over the last, you know, roughly six years.
Yeah, I mean, it has grown a lot. I don't even remember the exact number. It was somewhere between 100 or 200 people at that time. Yeah, and we were like very early on the stage. I can tell you that we had a mouse data for the TTR at that time. And you can see that right now we are in the clinical, not only for the TTR, but also for the HAE program. Mm-hmm. So we have made so much progress. We had the earlier, when I joined here, there was no CMC or the tech ops group at that time. It was like just the research.
Yeah.
And we are trying to show that it is working in the non-human primates. So the whole, I've seen the whole things like how it is done with the research, how the whole, the Ileana's group has formed. So we have seen all the things.
That must be so rewarding to see that progress over time and sort of, you know, now where we're at and being able to look back and sort of remember how things were when you first joined is incredible. And also growing from, you know, right around 100 employees to 600. Now we're right over 600 employees. So I'm sure you also saw, you know, different things changing with our culture and just no longer were you walking through the office and could recognize everyone's face and knew everyone. So now we're spread out.
Definitely. Quite different. Yep.
So currently you have quite a large team under you. So how over time has your management style changed as this team has grown?
So as I mentioned earlier, so we provide the production support for the folks working in the R&D, but we are also doing the innovation on the platform side of the thing so that we can improve the potency of our cargo. We can deliver to the extrahepatic tissue. So we have the bigger team. So what we want to make sure that we get, we have the problem, we make sure that everybody chip into the problem. So we have the brainstorming session, we go through all the ideas, but filter it, prioritize that one. But my style is just to focus on the problem instead of on the one project, not dilute the effort so that you can focus it and try to solve the problem. So this is my, most of the effort is like focus and then prioritize. But main thing is like brainstorm and make sure that everybody can chip in, try to solve the problem.
That's great. If you have someone joining your team, like you're hiring, what are qualities that you look for in a new hire?
Definitely team player. Try to understand the problems as well. Be detail oriented so that we can solve the problem as the team.
That's awesome that it's a very collaborative effort.
Yeah, I mean, I can say that working at Intellia, trying to solve the problem, we work into the collaborative team. It's not, it's like an individual person working on the particular project. So we have the goals. Everybody has to chip in to achieve that goal.
Just at Intellia in general and the season of the podcast, we've talked a lot about mentorship. So could you speak about who has been an important professional mentor of yours?
So I can tell you, Laura has been my mentor through, I know Laura from work time. She has been my sounding board throughout my career. I do have like a couple of mentors outside Intellia as well. I don't catch up with them that often because like everybody is busy. So I wish maybe I should try to at least get like after every 6 month touch base. It's always good to get the respect from the other people who has been throughout the career. They know what are the learnings, what will be the good for you to grow in your career. And this, and it's the same thing goes for us as well. I do see like all the young people around there. It's good for them as well. And I'm happy to share my experience. Hey, when we have this problem, it's always good to tackle in such a way. And this is how you grow in your career. When you get the opportunity, how you can grab the opportunity and move forward. It's like for everybody, but in our career. For me, definitely Laura has a bigger impact, but I do have a couple of mentors as well outside Intellia as well.
Earlier on in your career, is there anything you look back on and you say, oh, I wish I had known this then?
Oh, definitely. I know that when I finished my PhD in India, I came back over here. I didn't know how to navigate the job, what is going to be the good opportunities for me. I wish I knew that I can find the mentors in there. I didn't know that like you need to, if you know your friend or somebody who are the mentor, and sometimes you go, if you know who is like the ideal person you want to take your career over there, you can check with that person. It's like, hey, can you be my mentor? during that time because we have like the similar path and I want to be growing to the role that you are mm-hmm. in there. If I would have known that one early on, I think I would have not struggled early on. This is what I wish I knew that.
I like the way you said that because I think we hear from a lot of people that can be intimidating to ask someone for mentorship or advice. But the way you said it is great. Like, hey, we have this similarity or I'm trying to get into X role that you're in. Do you mind helping me? And that really makes the conversation specific, which is nice. So it's not just like, oh, I don't know how to help this person. Very doable. Another great way to get mentorship is through employee resource groups, which we launched in 2022 at Intellia. And you are the executive mm-hmm. sponsor for WISE, internally what we call them, which is Women in Industry, Science, and Engineering. So I am curious if you can tell us a bit more about your role as an executive sponsor for this ERG group.
Yeah, I was like so happy to be the executive sponsor for that. So me and Francesca is like the co-lead for the WISE as well. So we do have like the small strategy meeting over there. So what we try to brainstorm in that strategy meeting, how we can put the tools together so that we can that can help the women who are in the earlier career as well use that tool so that they can use it for the full potential, right? So this is what I said that what I miss, that when I started my career over here, if I would have the mentorship, maybe I would have it might be easier for me to go through the hurdles, right? Mm-hmm. So this is what we do in the employee resource group as well. We do a lot of surveys as well, try to get the input from the folks as well. What are the things that you would like to see that's going to help grow in your career? So one of the things that we did this year was the advisors and advisees, right? So you get the mentorship from the people and then try to grow in your career as well. Mm-hmm. So I think this is the great things for the other companies as well to try it out, right? To provide, it's being the supporting system for you as well. So that if you know that you have some problem to solve, you have like other people as well to talk to them.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that sense of community. Do you have any advice for anyone listening who might be at a company and they want to start an employee resource group or expand one since you helped WISE get off the ground?
Just to build the toolbox for like the younger woman who mm-hmm. is just joining the STEM, right, or joining the companies. It does really help, right? Then people think that it's not only the me who is going through this one. It is the everybody goes through the same thing, but then there is a solution as well. And then you take the easier path as well without stressing out, right? So it's just like building the, as you said earlier, it's like building the community to help and use those tools and make the things easier.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good point. At the core of employee resource groups is that community. And so even if someone listening, maybe you don't get a big budget from your company right away, maybe you don't get resources that way, but at the heart of what an employee resource group is just people coming together and that sense of community, and that is priceless. So anyone can start it.
I know for WISE and the other ERGs as well, they routinely do coffee chat. So basically, that's just a time for everyone to get together and speak through, you know, what they're going through on a day-to-day in their role, even just get to know each other professionally, personally. So doesn't need to have all the fancy bells and whistles to be a successful ERG.
And with 600 people, I mean, it's been such a great way to meet people because we are big, medium size, and some people work remotely, some people are in the lab. So having those coffee chats is fantastic.
Yep. And all the people from the different groups come in as well. Mm-hmm. So as you said, sometimes we don't know the people. It's like, oh, you work on this project as well. And it's good for networking purposes as well within the company as well. Mm-hmm.
Completely agree. And then my last question before we enter into our rapid fire finale questions is what would you say is next for your career?
So I think that keep doing the good science. I mean, we have a lot of challenging problems. I love the challenges. As I said, my reason to move from Alnylam to Intellia is like get the challenging problem. We still have a lot of challenging problems to solve. My thing is keep doing the good science as the opportunities come, bring it on. It's like you feel very good and proud about that, right? So for example, the GTR program, mm-hmm. the people who have touched that one and when it was in the news, when the first thing time it comes, it went into the patients, like how patients get impacted using the drug. That's like very satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal is to have the opportunities come, that keeps me driving.
I'd say one of my favorite virtual events that we do is when we have patients come into meetings and, you know, speak to the company about their experience living with said disease. That's something that I always leave those, you know, those yep. chats feeling motivated and inspired. So I can only imagine someone, you know, working directly with the science, how that feels to sort of see the positive outcome of your work. Those are all the main questions. Now we'll enter into our rapid fire finale questions. So these are just meant to be, you know, what comes to your mind first. You don't have to think too hard about them. But our first one we'll start with is, what is a hidden talent of yours?
Oh, I can do the good cooking.
Oh.
Oh.
But I don't like my cooked food, but my family likes it.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to cook, even if you don't eat it?
Oh, I'm very good at cooking Indian food.
And that's hard. Awesome. So that's impressive.
Yeah, because I grew up like cooking. My mom, my dad, everybody was like, they were like making the good food, eating the good food, trying all the new restaurants, trying to figure it out the recipe.
Cool. I can do that. That's awesome.
The next question is, what is something you're currently working on in your role that you're excited about?
Extrahepatic delivery. Yeah, it is challenging, but we'll get there.
That's why you came here, right? For the challenge.
Yep.
The last question we love asking all of our podcast guests is, what is your favorite thing about working at Intellia?
I love working in the Matrix team. It's like I work at multiple companies, but here, love working in the Matrix teams. There's like who is the functional group, who has all the expertise. It's like very approachable. You go to that person, work with that person. That's the best part of Intellia. Because everybody is working towards the one goal. So we mm-hmm. have the common goal that everybody is trying to do. It's right. We have the biology group. We have the chemistry group. We have protein engineering group, disease biology group. So when we work as the team, it is the Matrix team that work together.
Thank you so much. This was super helpful and interesting. And if anyone listening has a similar background, hopefully they'll reach out, sort of like you wish you did, to get advice. Thank you.
Thank you,
Rubina.